Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Marks and Reese, Twitter today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's and Forever Mark. Want to thank our brave nurses. Go to marksjewelers.squarespace.com and nominate a nurse to win jewelry from Mark's Jewelers and Forever Mark. And Angry Alex, he checked in on Twitter and said, we're forgetting Eddie Murphy Raw.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
I don't really consider that a movie, though.
Yeah, the comedy.
I know.
Stand-ups, yeah. He did another
Delirious.
One too. Delirious, yeah.
I think Delirious was first, and then Raw was afterwards. And what I remember was, because I was just, I don't even think I was a teenager then, was filthy it was.
Yeah. Snuck and watched that, yeah.
Yeah, I definitely snuck and watched it too. Watching that today didn't age well. It didn't age well? No.
Probably doesn't. Because that was what? That was like 83?
Yeah, it was like 83. And I think Raw was 86 or 7. Yeah, Delirious was definitely early. So you've seen it, Jack?
Yeah, because I always hear about how great it is and how it's one of the best stand-up comedy routines of all time. So I went and watched it like a couple months ago, and I was like, this didn't age well.
Yeah, it was good for back then. You know what? He did some of those Bill Cosby jokes in there, too.
Yes, he did. Yeah, so Raw was 87, and then Delirious was 83, like you said.
Yeah,
I mean, that was the special for HBO. So I guess we were just thinking about regular movies.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I didn't view that as a regular movie.
But that was huge. But
Eddie, man. Eddie's been making money for a long time.
Someone else has called and said Life.
How do we forget Life?
Yeah.
That might be.
Is that the best as far as everything combined?
Yeah, Life, yeah. Well, Life, Raging Harlem. Harlem Nights.
Life,
Harlem Nights, 48 Hours, and Beverly Hills Cop, probably. I mean, not Beverly Hills Cop, Trading Places,
yeah.
Ooh, those are some pretty good ones right there. Eddie's definitely in my top 10.
All right, there you go.
He's in my top 10.
All right, good.
Yeah, Eddie's definitely in my top 10. He just doesn't have the range of the other actors.
No, and he's, in the last 20 years, has really become more of a Dad, Disney, Dr. Doolittle, voices.
Well, he's there. Animation. Eddie has
staying power. Oh, he's making a lot of money doing those things.
Does Shrek count?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
I loved him in Shrek.
Well, the animation thing started to take place
really
in mid-90s, late 90s. A lot of these actors sort of, that's how they stayed
cashing
alive.
In, yeah.
Using your voice.
Well, Tom Hanks has done, what's the Toy Story?
That's right.
Which for the first time, I'm discovering Toy Story with my kids.
Oh, wow.
I've never seen them.
Brought them back out. Buzz Lightyear. Great. Yeah.
Yeah, we watched the first two.
What was the cowboy's name?
I don't know.
Woody?
Woody, yes.
Yeah, Woody. And that's Tom Hanks, right?
Yep.
Yeah, Buzz Lightyear.
Have you shown your kids The Lion King yet?
Oh, that's a must. You got to do that, John.
Matata?
I think we can only watch certain things, and we have to fast forward it because it's a little bit intense for him right now. But we have Disney Plus.
Oh yeah, that one is a little, like the Scar scenes with Lion King.
Yeah, it's a little intense. Disney Plus, they have everything.
Yes.
So we literally just, you know, we have everything in the library. All right, tonight at 7 o'clock, 2008 NLCS Game 1. So Jack has all of the Harry Callis home run calls from the game. So you hear the game tonight, but here's the best part. Harry Callis' home run calls. Go ahead, Jack.
Victorino at second base, nobody out. Low stretches. And the pitch to Utley. High towering drive, deep right field. It is out of here. Chase Utley, a two-run home run. And this game is tied at 2 here in the sixth inning.
Oh, you imagine after 50 games, the Phillies make the playoffs?
Mm-hmm.
On to bat, Jane Segarra. Here's the pitch.
And there's no fans in the stand.
Yeah, it'd be weird. It would be. Two batters later, Pat Burrell stepped to the plate.
Now the 3-1 pitch. Line drive to left. It's got a chance. Out of here! Pat Burrell with a line drive home run. And the Phillies have taken a 3-2 lead here in the sixth inning. Burrell, who was the hero in the clincher at Milwaukee, puts the Phillies in front here in the sixth inning.
There you go. Awesome. It's always great here in HK. You hear the game tonight at 7 o'clock. Only the wins right here on 94 WIP. A couple phone calls here. Let's go to Jim in Hamilton. What's up, Jim? How are you?
What's up, guys? How are you?
What's
hey,
up,
buddy.
Jim?
I just want to – this whole baseball thing's got me – I don't even, like – I'm so fed up, I just don't even care. That's how I feel about it right now. Like, I just – I don't understand how they can't come to some resolution. Like, anything – like, 50 games is, like – I like what Ike said about how, like – I mean, there's going to be, like, if your team gets – falls behind, I mean, there's slumps in baseball. Some teams start out awful and do well in 50 games. You don't get the opportunity to make up that time. So,
it's not
ideal. I don't see how that – you know, especially if they're doing – I don't know how they're going to do the divisions, but if we're – playing the Yankees and, you know, all
yeah.
these guys, like, you know, that's a big difference than trying to win those games against, you know, Cincinnati and stuff like that.
Well, I mean, let's face it, with 50 games or 80 games, I think that you actually have a better chance of winning and making the playoffs in a shorter sample than the longer sample. The longer sample, the better team's going to win. The Phillies don't have the better team. So being in a more difficult division with the Yankees and with some other teams, like, I actually think you're
Yankees,
benefit-
Red Sox. How about throwing the Nationals? The Nationals in our division too.
Yeah.
World Series champs.
World Series.
Oh yeah.
No, but my point is
3-47.
Shorter sample size. You're better off if you're a Phillies fan.
Yeah.
If you had good pitching.
Go ahead, Jim. You're good.
I was just gonna say the other guy did that was just talking about how, like, you know, the games are gonna be more intense and more important. That part I like, you know, because you're really gonna, you know, Nola's not gonna get, you know, hooked after five. Not that Girardi would do that anyway. And I don't know what the vote was for Kapler, but I still will talk crap about him forever. So he would have yanked him after four.
Yeah.
But
how about this, Jim? Maybe you do have to put these guys on a shorter leash, because don't you think the turnaround to use them would be quicker than in a regular season? You don't have as many days off, right?
Yeah, it's true. I mean, there's a lot
Probably
of variables
not.
That just make it kind of. You know, you got to have a little bit long. Baseball is a slow start. Anybody.
Yes.
Some of these teams come out hot, but they fizzle off. But you got to have that. That's why it's longer. Otherwise, it'd always be 50 games.
After 50 games last year, the Nationals were
19 and 31.
And 31, and they went on to win the World Series.
Exactly. So.
All right. It's election day, Jim. Jack, do you have a question for Jim?
Oh, yeah. All day.
Here.
Matt Damon or Leonardo DiCaprio?
Leonardo DiCaprio all day, every day, hands down, not even close.
Ooh,
all right, there you go.
Like that,
that's
Jim. I got to agree. Although I'm a Matt Damon fan.
You are?
Oh, yeah, I'm a Matt Damon fan. Come on, man. Love Jason Bourne.
He's got some great movies.
Talented Mr. Ripley.
The Departed.
Departed's amazing.
The Martian.
Love The Departed. By the way, both of those guys in The Departed.
Yep. Yeah. Ocean's 11.
Actually,
I did
a good
like
movie.
Ocean's 11.
Actually,
yes,
a good movie.
I did.
He was good in that.
I actually like. Did I like Ocean's 12?
It was watchable.
Yeah.
It was a little bit too cute.
Yeah.
Like I remember when they were doing the pre-promotion for the movie. They were trying to act like they were the new Rat Pack.
Right.
And they were all chummy and everything else. It's like, shut up.
Well, they irritated me.
Yes, they were.
Brad Pitt and Julia Roberts. Was it who was no?
Julia Roberts.
But it wasn't Brad Pitt and Julia Roberts. It was
Clooney
and Julia Roberts. Yeah, stop it.
But Brad Pitt was
in it.
Was in it. He was good in it.
Yeah, he was the cool guy in the. He was too cool in Ocean's 12.
Brad Pitt's a good actor.
He is a good actor.
You're a Brad Pitt guy, Jack?
I think he's okay. He's a good actor. I got no real opinion on Brad Pitt. I think he's fine. I actually think he's been underrated as a pure actor. A lot of people just talk about his looks, but I think, like, pure acting-wise, I think he's pretty
good. I know you usually focus on the looks.
Mostly Cavs.
Whatever. All right, give us another election question here that we
no,
can
it
discuss.
It is mostly calves.
Oh, by the way, I had my my wife commented on my calves the other day.
There you go.
And said they're looking really good.
There you go.
Wow. Have you been working on
got
them
your
or
calf
no?
raises going?
I have been working on them, not intentionally, but you know, exercise will do that to you.
All right. Jay-Z or Nas?
Yeah, I'm nasty Nas all day. It's just my personal preference. Jay-Z's the more accomplished.
No, Jay-Z's a
musician.
Jay-Z's one of the five greatest rappers ever.
I don't even disagree with that.
Nas is probably in my top 10.
Here's the problem with Nas: his most recent stuff hasn't been very good. Once he got money and fame, he's you know he didn't have the same edge that he had before.
Yeah, I mean, listen, some of your music, once you don't let the music industry water down your music and commercialize you, it's gonna phase you out sooner or later. Jay-Z's part of the Illuminati, so his music keeps to stay and live forever.
So that's why you said Jay-Z, because the Illuminati,
I'm just saying,
you're worried. give us another election day question. Yeah, Ike's worried. That's why he said Jay-Z.
Of course he is. Will Ferrell or Adam Sandler?
Oh, Will Ferrell.
I mean, I don't
know. Who's made better movies?
Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
He's definitely made better movies.
Right?
Adam Sandler had a couple really good movies a long time ago. I can't say
yeah, I can
he's
only
made
think
any
of
sense.
Happy Gilmore as the...
And I watched that Netflix movie.
Billy Madison.
Was that him? No, that wasn't
him. Oh, Mr. Deeds. I'm in on Mr. Deeds.
Billy Madison, you have Mr. Deeds, you have...
No, you have Billy Madison.
Waterboy.
And you have... Waterboy is good. You have Billy Madison and you have Happy Gilmore.
Yep, that's it.
I mean, that's really it. So I guess you got to go Will Ferrell.
Click.
I'm tired of the whole Will Ferrell thing. I'm over it. I'm tired of it. Like, he's got to come on Sports Center and be.
He's doing his Anchorman.
I know.
Oh, classic.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
The best.
Anchorman.
Love Anchorman.
It's a great movie. He's
Adam Sandler's never done anything close to Will Ferrell.
Let's face it. Adam Sandler's not very good.
He's not
very good. He had his Hanukkah song in a couple of movies, and we had Opera Man on Saturday Night Live. He had a good run back then.
Yeah, I mean,
51st Dates.
No,
I mean,
I'm out on that.
No. Coming
Jack
up next,
Jill. Huh? Jack and Jill. He made a movie called Jack and Jill. Me and Jill went and saw it.
I'm sure you did.
The worst movie I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, that's so cute. Coming up next, Marks and Reese text line. There's also an update in the Tiger King story, and we'll take as many phone calls as possible. It's Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. The segment brought to you by DuckDuckGo Privacy. Well, Ike, this is a first where, I mean, I guess we got to do it because our boss is demanding to go on the air. Jack, you said he called in so angry, and he said, I never do this, but... I demand to go on the air because the disrespect of Adam Sandler is just inappropriate. Spike Eskin, Spike.
So you guys know I appreciate you, right? I tell you all the time. You do an amazing job. Very proud of my number one afternoon show.
Yes.
Hey, what's up, Spike?
What's up, Mike? And because I'm so proud of you, I was going to let the disrespect of Golden Boy slide. I'm like, whatever. Or Golden Child, Golden Child. So, but then I heard you cast off Adam Sandler, like the guy has only been doing these goofy movies that he's been doing the last 10 years. The guy did Happy Gilmore,
classic.
Billy Madison. The guy did The Waterboy. Those
classic.
Are
how about this century?
Classic. Well, I don't care. We're 40 years old, man.
Like, I know, but my point was he hasn't this season.
That came out 25 years ago. Come on, man.
No, I get that, but we gave him credit for that stuff.
Those are his classics. Those are the classics that he has, right?
Spike, he hasn't made a good movie in 22 years.
Well, but the movies that he's made over the last 22 years have made 50 times more than those movies. We can't hate on the guy for getting paid. He did some movies for us, and now he's doing some movies for him.
Wedding Singer was very good.
It was incredible, right?
Okay, yeah,
come
I forgot
on.
About the Wedding Singer. I forgot about
I mean,
that,
when was
yeah.
Look, he's not Eddie Murphy in any respect. Eddie Murphy is probably the greatest comedian turned actor of all time. But what is the difference between what Eddie Murphy did doing those great movies and then doing Dr. Doolittle for 25 years and then what Adam Sandler did. Adam Sandler did great movies, and now he's doing like basically kids' movies for the last 20
years.
Yeah, but
Eddie Murphy's still putting out good content. Adam Sandler's putting out crap, and he's getting paid for it.
And after Dr. Dolittle, Eddie came back with Life. I mean, that was a rebirth right there when he came back with Life.
Eddie Murphy's been putting out quality content. Come on. He has not.
It's been animated, but it's still been quality, right?
Maybe because you have kids. Do they watch it?
No, we haven't seen any of it yet. How about The Longest Yard? That was the biggest piece of crap that they redid The Longest Yard. Terrible movie. And
better than the original.
And frankly, that they cast him to play Burt Reynolds' role of Paul Crewe is ridiculous.
Yes.
Totally
I don't care
ridiculous.
About Longest Yard. The only football movie I care about is Varsity Blues. Best sports movie ever made.
Oh, great movie. Great movie. All right.
Thank you, guys.
There he is, Spike.
All right, Spike, and it's not the best sports movie ever made. Varsity Blues.
Varsity Blues?
It's a good one. I'm in there. I'm on it.
I mean, as far as football movies, I'm trying to just think quickly. Varsity Blues is a really good movie.
Well, football movies or sports movies?
I mean, let's just concentrate on football movies for a second. I mean, I would go.
Oh,
I would
yeah,
go,
it would definitely be one of the better football movies.
Right? Yeah, not
you got the
best.
Program. You got the original Longest Yard. Any Given Sunday. Despite
Remember the Titans.
Remember the Titans.
Remember the Titans.
Remember the Titans.
Yeah, Remember the Titans for sure. Yep. Remember the Titans might be at the top.
That's number one.
Might
that's
one
that's
them,
the
yeah.
best movie, I think.
Yeah.
Brian's song?
Well, that's the Brian song's critically acclaimed. I would say Remember the Titans is the best football movie. It's just the best movie.
Sure, I got you.
I don't know if it's the best football
movie. Friday Night Lights.
Friday Night Lights.
Ooh, like Friday Night Lights, yeah. Booby.
That was a good show, too.
Yeah.
That was good.
You know what? I never watched a TV show.
I watched. You know when I watched? I watched it on Netflix for, you know, I like went through a couple seasons, plowed through it, and whatever. It's pretty good.
I watched the movie, though, yeah. Football. I'm probably forgetting one or two football movies.
Let's get to it. We'll do it tomorrow. Football movies.
Oh, man, listen, we got plenty of time.
We got plenty of time. Hurry up, Major League Baseball. Get back on the field. Through the Marks and Reese text line brought to you by the Casino at Delaware Park. Casino Delaware Park's open with limited hours for slot machine gaming only. Visit DelawarePark.com for details. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 to play. It's the Marks and Reese text line.
Text line.
What if Gabe Kapler and the Giants win the World Series on the benefit of a 50-game season? No way that's long enough to experience another historic meltdown.
Oh, he didn't sign off.
He didn't.
Yeah, that could happen. It's not likely, but.
Let's think.
Well, I mean, listen, if his team is ready to go, you got younger arms. You know he's well equipped to just keep making changes out there at the mound.
Yep.
He loves to use as many players as he can.
Oh, he loves to be involved.
Yeah. Micromanage the team.
Oh, yeah.
I'm more of a Philly guy than Jack. Josh in Arizona.
I would agree.
Yeah, Jack, they're going to they're going to revoke your card, brother.
I don't know what his credentials are out in Arizona for being a Philly guy, but... You know, Jack isn't, you know, being anti-Rocky is not a good start to being a Philly guy.
I mean, no, he started off with anti-Wilt.
Anti-Wilt.
Listen, I go against the grain. I don't do status quo. Sorry.
Are you a Philly guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I can sniff out non-Philly guys. That's my best trait.
Okay. All right.
Jack isn't a Philly guy. He's a Milly guy. Spoiled since birth. The 0-1 Sixers, 0-8 Phillies, the Eagles Super Bowl. Respect your elders. Wilt, Benderek, Clark, and Schmitty are Philly guys. Go eat a whiz wit under the Rocky statue. Of course, you'll probably live stream it. Scott from Delco.
That was a good one.
Would you put that on social media, Jack?
Yeah, of course.
How many tweets have you had today?
None. Well, like during the show?
No, not during the show. Just in general. How many tweets you think you have in a day?
Well, I'm now at like one or two.
One or two?
Very
really?
Selective.
I know you normally put a Phillies tweet out in the morning, something revolving around baseball, which I appreciate.
Yeah.
Being the baseball guy. And then
usually at night, I do the same thing.
Do the same thing at night?
Yeah, I just got to fit my brand, man.
All right.
Yeah, I'm actually glad he's dialed back a little bit.
He has, yeah. He has. Here's one thing I have noticed. Like when he has diarrhea of the finger for Twitter – he will then take the day off. So, like, if he's going nuts on a Friday night, then he won't tweet at all on Saturday. He takes the break, and he gives some family time, right?
There you go.
Arnold definitely has the most memorable lines in movies, while Sly has the overall better movies. Get to the chopper! Mike in Birdsboro.
That wasn't bad, battle.
Get to the chopper. Here's what I would say. Sylvester Stallone has the best movie of all of them, but Arnold Schwarzenegger has the better catalog of movies.
Oh, disagree.
And Ike would disagree.
Yo, Ike, I've never met you, but you're my brother. Stallone and victory beating Germans in soccer. Anthony in Pemberton.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
There's a movie called Victory, I guess. I could have looked it up.
There was one of his.
Maybe he was a soccer player.
I saw it. You know what? But he had the same pose as the statue, as the Rocky statue. That's on the.
Is that right?
I guess that's part of the.
Like the what it would be on the box of the DVD or VHS.
Yes.
Oh, sweet.
Please make a new drop out of I Bang a Turkey All Day.
I'll bang turkey all the time, man.
JJ in Wilmington.
That wasn't good when I stepped on that a little bit. I didn't know, man. I didn't know that was coming.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone saw that one coming.
Love turkey. Come on, man. Got a sandwich you eat, Jack.
Turkey?
Yeah. See, you bang a turkey all the time like me.
Yeah, but I
a
eat.
Turkey sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
You pervert.
Give it to us clean.
You had it clean.
No, that wasn't clean.
No, I can't give you content where it's forced, all right? It's got to happen naturally.
Oh, you're right. That doesn't happen on this show at all.
Let's go to Inge. Inge and King of Prussia. Inge!
Hey, I would love to see 50 games for all the sports. Start basketball at Christmas.
And football?
And football, right?
Hockey. No, forget. Yeah, I would love to see that too. But look, baseball would be perfect, man. Start on July 4th. Think about what is more Americana. Baseball. Fireworks, apple pie, and white racists going to the game. Think about that. That's beautiful.
See, this is how we're going to end the day, huh?
Ty in Jersey. Ty, got 30 seconds, man. We can't end on Inge. What's up, Ty?
Hey, how you doing?
What's
Hi,
up, Ty?
Can you turn on my radio?
Sure.
Sorry about it. I wanted to talk about the Adam Sandler and, Eddie Murphy argument.
Yes.
Yes.
All right, so I can't believe y'all didn't bring up Norbit.
Yeah, I might be the only one who's seen Norbit in here.
That movie is historical, for real. Like,
yeah,
it is so underrated, funny. Like
that right?
Oh yeah, I thought it was going to be a terrible movie when I first saw it, and I didn't even see it when it first came out.
I'm not too sure, but I know it is crazy. Like, he was playing this girl, Refuses. Like, you got to try
2007. 2007. Listen, Ty, I'll check it out, man. Appreciate it. No, I mean, I know the.
It's not classic comedy, but it's.
Come on, man. Got a four out of 10.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not classic comedy, but it's funnier than you would anticipate it being.
But it's worth a laugh.
Yeah.
It's an hour and 42. I can do that.
Oh, yeah, it's short.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of times, I don't even care what the movie is. If it's under an hour and 40, I'm in. You know what I mean? Coming up next is Jillio.
Howard Erskine.
He's riding with the king. Did Joe drive into any tear gas today before coming in, or is he?
No, he's good.
He's good? All right, Jillio riding with the king, and then at 7 o'clock, 2008 NLCS World Series Game 1. So there you go. Should be an interesting hour leading into it right there. So we look forward to listening to that on the way home.
Joe risk his life for 1 hour to come in here?
Yep. For a take? Man, he would risk life and limb for a take. Tired of being tracked online? DuckDuckGo can help. They help millions of people like you take control of their personal information online. With one download, you can search and browse privately, avoiding trackers, all for free. DuckDuckGo, privacy simplified. And I have DuckDuckGo on my Mac at home, and it is tremendous. Get it, DuckDuckGo. Coming up next, Joe and Howard. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a good night, team.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.